that's what I meant by, remember, myself and my older sister went to Alpharetta, Bailey Johnson High School.
Mm-hmm. Didn't go to
the other three went here in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it was a big difference. My two younger brothers got to play football. I didn't. We didn't have enough kids in high school. They didn't have a football team. Mm-hmm. In terms of what I had for education, I can't really compare.
So you graduated just as the Civil Rights Act
mm-hmm.
was signed.
That's correct. I was in Vietnam when the Civil Rights Act.
Yep. As a citizen of Roswell.
And I think that was 69, right? Civil Rights Act was signed in 69?
I thought it was before that. Wasn't the Civil Rights Act signed before
was
that?
Was it 66 or 69?
68 or 69.
Yeah, I think it was 69 because I was in Vietnam.
I graduated in North Carolina in 67. And the next year is when the schools were integrated. And this is in Anson County in North Carolina.
Which
so during that time frame,
Which is still.
could be wrong, but
well, wrong,
don't
but
get.
I know it wasn't signed before 64, because that's the year I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
Don't get too close. This is the real Jill.
I know. I'm scared of that Jill, baby.
Okay. So,
all right.
Now, where do all your kids live now? Tell me all the places that they live. You have him. He was in Minnesota. Where do your other kids live?
You can call
Charlotte.
It fast and I can, baby. Go.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She Georgia. One stayed in Michigan.
And New York.
Now, do you go visit all of them?
No, I make them come home.
Well, Jerry say that was, yeah.
Yeah.
I
make them come.
You got that worked out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A special time to go visit is high school graduation. She's always in town for the high school graduations of each of her grandkids.
I got to see that part now. That's a happy time. Yeah. Of course, now, all the time with my family is a happy time, but that's a joyous time. Granny feels like she can strut down the aisle, too.
Oh,
I enjoy that. I'm not teasing y'all. That's really joy for me. Yeah.
That's nice. Another thing, since we're talking about integration, has to do with not only just integration of the school system, but integration, pre and post integration of Roswell. Because we've heard some interesting stories about
stores and
what Roswell
restaurants.
Was like before.
And I heard that today we just found out there was a cafe that.
Yeah.
Only there's a one cafe
owned by an African American.
Yeah, and there's one cafe where that owned by an African American family, and that was the one place where African Americans could actually go inside and eat, and
you
the rest of
that?
Them had to go to the back.
Remember that cafe?
Give me a name if you give us a name.
She said it didn't really have. She just called it the Georgia Cafe.
That's the only one I know of.
That was owned.
Doc's Cafe.
That was a black cafe.
That's what she said.
You know what? Oh,
it's the only one we ever had.
Yeah, that's it. What was it called?
Dots Cafe.
Dots
Cafe.
Okay, because they just said, we think it's the cafe.
Yeah.
Dots Cafe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then the other cafes.
Now, it could have had a name, but that's what we always called it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said there wasn't really a name on the outside.
No.
Yeah, but that was one place that you can go. And the other cafes, you really couldn't go in and eat in them. But you might be able to go in the back or something.
Yeah. If you got some food, you definitely have to go to the back.
Did you ever go to any of those?
No. I try not to. I've with friends, I've stopped at some of them. Yeah. But you see, after we got a cafe in the community. And at some time we'd have to walk a long ways, but we was gonna go to Doc. Our Doc was a man that loved children, and a lot of times when we just order a hamburger,